Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for December 11th. Today's word is Orphic, spelled O-R-P-H-I-C. Orphic is an adjective that, when capitalized, means of or relating to Orpheus or the rites or doctrines ascribed to him. It can also mean more broadly, and when spelled with a lowercase o, mystic or oracular, or fascinating and entrancing. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Blithedale Romance by Nathaniel Hawthorne. "No summer ever came back, and no two summers ever were alike," said I, with a degree of Orphic wisdom that astonished myself. Orpheus was a hero of Greek mythology who was supposed to possess superhuman musical skills. With his legendary lyre, he was said to be able to make even the rocks and trees dance around. In fact, when his wife Eurydice died, he was nearly able to use his lyre to secure her return from the underworld. Later on, according to legend, he was killed at the bidding of Dionysus, and an oracle of Orpheus was established that came to rival the oracle of Apollo at Delphi. Because of the oracle of Orpheus, Orphic can mean oracular. Because of Orpheus's musical powers, Orphic can also mean
entrancing. Visit Merriam-Webster.com today.
With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.